Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes.
This is episode number 317 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 11th is analyze what you need so you can have peace in your life. Did you list external or internal factors? Is it possible to have peace in the midst of storms and troubles? Justify your position. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. Maybe when you think about having peace in your life, you think about sitting on a warm, sunny beach somewhere. Maybe you think about standing in the arena like a gladiator who just defeated his opponent, with everyone in the Colosseum chanting your name. Maybe you think about having the money and resources to not have to work and to travel the world doing whatever you want and not having a care in the world. Many people say we need to visualize what we want in our lives, and then we need to not stop until we get it. We put this destination in our mind, and we believe that once we get there, our lives will be complete. It is like we are searching for the fountain of youth, but we think it's a fountain of peace and fulfillment. I look at someone like Pistol Pete Maravich, who had a dream of becoming a great basketball player and playing professionally in the National Basketball Association. He worked tirelessly every day from the time he was a youngster on his basketball skills, and he amazed fans as he averaged an unthinkable 44 points per game during his college career at Louisiana State University. He went on to realize his dream and play professionally in the NBA, but he never played on a championship team, something that continually bothered him. His lack of peace and fulfillment led to a dark period in his life. His whole life he had grown up believing that what he accomplished on the basketball court would make him a champion. But he never played on a championship team, and despite his array of individual accomplishments, he still had a hole in his soul. The external awards, money, and possessions did not satisfy his spiritual longing. He had been an alcoholic for much of his life and began experimenting with vegetarianism, yoga, and Hinduism before ultimately finding his peace and fulfillment in Christianity. I watched a movie called The Pistol when I was growing up, and I thought it was so cool how just an ordinary kid could become so good at basketball through all the hard work and dedication. But the greatest lesson I learned from Pete Maravich didn't come until just a few years ago when I read his autobiography. And he illustrated how empty he felt, even though to me he had been quite successful, at least in terms of what the world deems as success. Leading the nation in scoring 3 consecutive years in college, playing for 10 years in the NBA, earning millions of dollars, and being way ahead of his time in terms of the skills he played with. But peace doesn't come from external sources. It comes from understanding we each have a unique purpose for our life and searching to discover the mission that we can center our life around. And fulfillment comes from sharing our gifts and abilities with the world. In the final years of his short life, Pete Maravich discovered his purpose and was able to share it with the world. He said that he wanted to be remembered more for his faith than for his abilities as a basketball player. And he shared that with others before dying of a heart attack at age 40 that resulted from a heart defect he had been born with, but had never been discovered. Although Pistol Pete had tried to write his story from the outside in for much of his life, he eventually discovered that the true path to peace and fulfillment for all of us is to write our own story from the inside out. So how about you? Can you analyze what you need so you can have peace in your life? Did you list external or internal factors? Is it possible to have peace in the midst of storms and troubles? Pistol Pete's story is one of transformation, not one of completely creating a new person, but stripping away all the layers so he could be the person he was created to be. But stripping away all the layers so he could be the person he was created to be, to live the purpose he was created to live, and to share the gifts and abilities he was born with. And as teachers and coaches, hopefully our story is one of transformation as well. A story of seeking peace and fulfillment in the middle of all the negativity and the push toward worldly success. Because our own transformation will lead to an increase in our impact on our students and athletes when we grow by 1% and give them a better version of ourselves every day.